Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting third. The DH, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Dunn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The right fielder, Turner Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The DH, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting eighth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Navarro. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cole hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Cole reaches second base with a double. Knobloch moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knobloch scores. Cole moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cole scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hamilton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hamilton moves to third. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. Seitzer moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to third. Ward moves to second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seitzer tags and scores. Ward tags and moves to third. Vaughn tags and moves to second. One out. It's Twins, 2, Brewers, 2. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Harper hits a pop-up towards short. Rabule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 2. the Twins will come to bat. Steve Dunn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dunn for the out. One out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Laos strikes out. Two outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Mac. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hamilton is thrown out after the base hit. Valentin scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Brewers. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule strikes out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cole is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ward bunts towards first. Dunn fields the ball and throws to Tapani covering. Safe. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapani fires to first and picks off Vaughn. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mack is hit by the pitch. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Mack. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. Mack steals second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz strikes out. Two outs. Steve Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunn hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed strikes out. Two outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha is hit by the pitch. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Jaha moves to second. Daryl Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Hamilton reaches second base with a double. Jaha scores. Valentin goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Brewers. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Laos is 0 for 1 in the game. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rebule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rebule hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walbeck moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Dave McCarty pinch hits for Steve Dunn. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McCarty is hit by the pitch. Mack moves to third. Munoz moves to second. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Leo's is 0 for 2 in the game. Leo's takes first base on ball 4. Mack scores. Munoz moves to third. McCarty moves to second. It's 5-3, Brewers. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walbeck hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-5, Twins. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave McCarty now playing first base. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper strikes out. 1 out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jaha hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cole. Jaha reaches second base with a double. Reed goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6 Twins. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hamilton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 6. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alex Cole batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cole is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Doug Henry now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett strikes out. There goes Cole. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Mack. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. Mack steals second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Munoz is hit by the pitch. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McCarty is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCarty hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Mac. Ward reaches second base with a double. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a line drive towards the mound. Guthrie can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ward scores. It's Twins, 7, Brewers, 7. Brett Merriman now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 7. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laos is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Laos strikes out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha juggles the ball. That's an error on Jaha. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rabule is 0 for 3 in the game. Rabule hits a fly ball towards center. Hamilton catches it and throws to first to double up Walbeck. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos juggles the ball. That's an error on Laos. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha strikes out. 1 out. Alex Diaz pinch runs for Jody Reed. Larry Cajun now pitching. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cajun fires to first and has Diaz trapped. There's the throw to Rabule who tags Diaz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 7. The Twins will come to bat. Alex Diaz now playing second base. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cole is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward, who is chasing the ball. Mack reaches third base with a triple. Puckett goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7, Twins. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munoz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hamilton hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Seitzer bunts towards the mound. Aguilera fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamilton moves to second. One out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ward is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.